Hello and welcome to episode 227 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Find us online at dailybrainwave.com and contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Today we continue Dark Disney Tale Week by looking at the story behind The Little Mermaid. The Little Mermaid, as told by Disney, is a story about a young mermaid who falls in love with a human prince she saves from drowning, and so signs a contract to exchange her beautiful voice to a sea witch octopus thing for a pair of human legs. She needs to find the prince and kiss him within 3 days, or she turns back into a mermaid and will be a slave of Ursula, the sea witch octopus thing, forever. One thing leads to another, and all the machinations of a singing Rastafarian crab aside, things don't seem to go well for the Little Mermaid. 3 days pass, and she misses her deadline, so she turns back into a mermaid and has to fight off Ursula, who has managed to gain control over the power of the sea, and proclaims herself the ruler of the ocean. Successful, she turns human again and marries her beloved prince. Released in 1989, that makes me feel old. The Disney movie about the nature of love and contractual obligations started out as something much, much darker. The Little Mermaid was published in an 1837 compilation of fairy tales by Danish author Danny Kaye. Hans Christian Andersen.
I'm Hans Christian Andersen.
The basic premise of the story is the same. A mermaid lives in an underwater kingdom, and when she visits the world above for the first time, she saves the life of a human prince. She leaves the prince on the steps of a temple by the sea and makes sure that one of the temple's inhabitants, in this case a pretty young girl, sees him and calls for help. This is where it gets weird. Returning to the underwater kingdom, the Little Mermaid enters a philosophical discourse with her grandmother, who tells her that mermaids have no souls and turn into seafoam when they die, dissipating into the swirling brine, while humans have souls that live forever in heaven. Wanting to be human, both to gain the love of the prince and the immortality of a soul, the Little Mermaid gets in touch with a sea witch and switches her tail and voice for legs, just like in the movie. The difference here being, if she doesn't get the prince to marry her, she will die lonely and just dissipate into mere foam of the sea. Wouldn't you know it, even though she turns human and meets the prince, he decides to marry someone else. The little girl from the temple, who he thinks saved him from drowning, even though we all know it was the Little Mermaid who did it. All seems lost when the Little Mermaid is given an out. The sea witch gives her a knife with the instructions that if she kills the prince and, quote, lets his warm blood bathe her feet, she will become a mermaid again rather than just die. She tries, but she just can't get herself to do it, so she commits suicide by jumping into the ocean. But wait. That's not the end. Because she refused to murder the prince in cold blood, she gets a spirit after all. Rather than turning into sea foam, she becomes a daughter of the air, one of a collection of spirits who do not have souls, but can earn one by committing good deeds and helping humans for 300 years. And here's the moral of the story, aka the blackmail. Little kids, if a daughter of the air is near you and you are behaving well, then God takes a year off their 300-year trial. But if you are being a naughty, mischievous child, the daughters of the air must shed tears of sorrow, and each tear adds a day to the time of their trial. So be good, or you will forever condemn the Little Mermaid and her friends to be bound to the earth, wandering aimlessly for eternity. Sweet dreams, little one. Thanks for tuning in to episode 227 of the Daily Brainwave. Email the show with comments and suggestions at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. And check out our website, dailybrainwave.com, where you can find sources and links for further reading about today's topic. And of course, make sure you tune in tomorrow as we continue Dark Disney Tale Week, as we look at the classic French tale of a beauty learning how to settle.